You're free now. Free to stream beyond your wildest dreams. Free to be everything you imagine, and then some. That's how it feels to have Quantum Fiber. Your world unleashed. Learn more at quantumfiber.com. Limited availability. Service in select locations only.
It's 7 o'clock on Utah's Morning News. Good morning, I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. KSL's top story on the 7 o'clock report.
We're getting a lot of rain this morning here in the valleys, and the mountains are looking at another big dump of snow.
KSL News Radio's Adam Small begins our live team coverage April storm. Adam?
Amanda, the entire Wasatch Front has the potential of seeing up to an inch of rain before midnight. The mountains could see up to a foot of snow, with potentially a foot and a half in the upper Cottonwoods. National Weather Service lead meteorologist Christine Cruz tells me, surprisingly, it's actually not uncommon to see a storm this big in mid-April.
We can have some pretty big storms in April. This isn't atypical, but it's a nice continuation of our snowpack.
The rain's expected to taper off tonight around 10 or 11. Until then, just get ready for more of it to keep falling. Temperatures jumping back up into the 60s expected for the rest of the week starting tomorrow. Live in Salt Lake City, Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
Some of the state's highest snow-covered peaks might hold on to that snow all summer long. KSL News Radio's Alessandra Gurr continues our team coverage. April storm.
This year, Utah received 130 to 140% above normal snowpack levels, similar to the levels we saw last year. Depending on the weather, we'll be seeing that snow in the shadows of the mountains through the end of the summer months. KSL meteorologist Kevin Eubanks says it would be good to have the snow last in the mountains for a while.
The longer we can kind of keep that snowfall up in the mountains and we stretch out the actual snow melt and runoff, it allows us to distribute and manage water better.
He says having a few warmer days in the 80s, then days in the 60s would be ideal to prevent flooding and get the water where it needs to go. Alessandra Gurr, KSL News Radio.
This didn't have anything to do with the snowpack, but a Highland neighborhood is cleaning up after tens of thousands of gallons of water flowed from a burst pipe. KSL TV's Brianna Chavez reports.
John Stevens was not home when this happened. A pipe had burst Saturday along the Murdoch Canal. While on his way back home, John says his neighbors stepped up in a big way.
Our neighbors across the street gave me a phone call and says, John, what can we do?
Two homes were seriously damaged in the flooding.
The Great Salt Lake obviously expected to get a nice little boost from this year's snowpack. KSL News Radio's Michael Commit is live with more. Michael?
Tim, the lake's already the highest it's been in 4 years, yet it's on track to gain anywhere from 600,000 to 1.42 million acre-feet of water. Officials with the Natural Resources Conservation Service tell the Standard Examiner the lake could gain another 1.2 feet by the end of the snowpack collection. However, this doesn't account for water gain from downstream diversions or releases from reservoirs, so the level change has some give or take to it. At any rate, we should start seeing that rise between now and July. Reporting live, Michael Commit, KSL News Radio.
Youth from around the state gathered over the weekend to talk climate change. The Youth Climate Summit was hosted by the Natural History Museum. The event featured speakers and workshops.
KSL's top national stories. It's happening right now. Former President Donald Trump just arrived at the New York courthouse as the first former U.S. president to stand trial on criminal charges. News helicopters flying overhead showing us the motorcade and his arrival there at the courthouse. Jury selection begins today in the so-called hush money case, and ABC's Perry Russum is there.
Hundreds of potential jurors have been summoned. They'll be asked 42 questions, including whether they've attended a Trump campaign event or follow him on social media. Trump has claimed too many potential jurors have been exposed to negative stories about him. The trial is expected to last up to 8 weeks, and Trump is required to attend, meaning he'll be in court 4 days a week instead of on the campaign trail. Sources also say Trump's lawyers will try to convince him not to hold news conferences in the courtroom hallway, given fears over repeated gag order violations.
The former president has pleaded not guilty in the case.
The pressure is growing on both former President Trump and President Biden to take part in debates this election season. More from ABC News White House correspondent Mary Alice Parks.
Former President Donald Trump has challenged Biden to debate, but he has not committed to any specifics. Of course, he skipped all of the Republican primary debates, and the Republican National Committee said that it was barring its candidates from participating in the traditional general election debates. President Biden, too, has been asked repeatedly if he will commit. He also has not. He said that it will depend on Trump's behavior. And of course, just this weekend, a new New York Times Siena poll finding this race as tight as ever, virtually tied.
All five major broadcast and cable networks say this decades-old tradition is essential for voters.
Just into the newsroom over the past hour, the Washington Post is reporting that the FBI is conducting a criminal investigation into that deadly collapse of Baltimore's Francis Scott Key Bridge. The investigation looking to see if any and all federal laws were followed leading up to that disaster.
First look traffic now on the 7 o'clock report, and here is Andy Farnsworth.
And right now, travel on I-15 is having its a better drive now than it was earlier, especially up in Roy and Ogden areas are back to the speed limit. We've got a crash on the north end of 215 at the Redwood Road exit up in North Salt Lake for traffic heading from the West Belt over towards I-15, and a bunch of wait time now on Mountain View Corridor going north through West Valley. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
The murder trial of Chad Daybell resumes today in Boise. Daybell is charged with the murders of his two stepchildren and his first wife, Tammy. Last week, the judge seated a jury. Opening arguments were delivered, and one witness took the stand.
A man was arrested over the weekend after police say he broke into a Taylorsville home, threatening to kill the person inside. KSL-TV's Kirsten Nunez has more on this exclusive story.
It was just after 5 o'clock when police say Aaron David Heaps pulled into the victim's driveway and began honking the car's horn nonstop. And that's when the victim went outside to see what was going on. Witnesses say Heaps then started yelling, threatening to kill the victim, and chased after him.
Heaps ultimately left and hid at his sister's home down the street until police found him. Witnesses say Heaps may have been intoxicated and likely mistook the home for his family's home.
A man is in custody after police say he shot a gun multiple times through an apartment building. It happened yesterday morning in Layton. Police say the 22-year-old was heavily intoxicated when he started firing shots from a balcony. He told investigators he meant to shoot into the air.
Small business owners are having a hard time growing their businesses because of a lack of affordable child care. KSL News Radio's Heather Peterson.
Data from the Small Business Majority shows about 60% of small business owners struggle with the lack of child care. Russell Maddox with the Small Business Association of Utah and co-owner of Right Choice Health says the rising costs eat into their ability to make money as a business.
Inflation has been so bad, and the cost of raising a family and having a family, it's been hard.
The other big problem is that small business owners who are parents have to take a significant amount of time away from their businesses because of childcare issues. More than a third say it has cost them business opportunities. Heather Peterson, KSL News Radio.
Today, of course, is tax day, and scammers are hoping to cash in on people who procrastinated their filing.
Experts say tax season is prime time for scammers. And here's one way you may be able to tell if a scammer has stolen your identity. You try to file your tax return and the IRS says, hey, wait a minute, you've already filed. That usually means somebody else filed in your name to try to get a refund. There are ways you can protect yourself from scammers during tax season, including setting up an identity protection PIN with the IRS. And don't answer phone calls from numbers you don't recognize. You can be scammed via phone, text, email, and social media. Experts say the IRS will not use any of these methods to contact you. If they need to reach you, they will usually do it through the regular mail, the U.S. Postal Service. I'm Rita Foley.
The West Jordan Fire Department announced the passing of Pat Hill over the weekend, who was the first female firefighter in their department. Hill received the Public Safety Star in 1999 after saving people from a burning apartment building. She retired from the fire department in 2004 and later went to work for the West Jordan Police Department in 2008. She died at the age of 75.
Just a reminder, too, this Thursday is the Great Utah Shakeout. It's a day where families and businesses are asked to take part in an earthquake drill to make sure that their emergency plans are in place. We'll have special coverage on the Great Shakeout coming up Thursday morning. 7:09, if you're still making your way in this morning, let's check that drive. Brought to you by Sinclair's DinoPay app. Save up to 20 cents a gallon. Here again is Andy Farnsworth.
Well, Tim, a few slow spots, but not as bad as you might think with the wet conditions this morning. Northbound Mountain View's backed up through the West Valley trying to get to 3500 South intersection. I-15 dips a little bit below the speed limit at times, but stays pretty consistent from Bluffdale to downtown. It's only about a 22 to 25-minute travel time through the valley this morning. And there's a little bit of wait time at the intersections in Stansbury Park on SR 36, but better than it was earlier this morning, Heather.
Well, the rain has eased up a bit in Weber and Davis counties, but roads are still plenty wet. I see a lot of spray kicking up from tires, which will reduce your visibility, and that means you got to leave plenty of space between you and the car in front of you. The good news is all the crashes have cleared out on I-15 in both directions, so you're almost at the speed limit heading into downtown Salt Lake. But we have a crash on I-215. That is at the Redwood Road exit in North Salt Lake, and that is causing slowdowns back to Legacy Parkway. Eric?
The crash has been cleared northbound I-15 in Orem. This was approaching 800 North and was over on the right shoulder. Never really caused any delays, but that's nothing to worry about at the moment. And in Utah County, the biggest city street congestion spots are, for instance, 300 South in Provo, 800 North as you approach Provo Canyon if you're on the eastbound side, and 2100 North in Lehigh between 23rd West and the freeway entrance ramps. Is the IRS harassing you? Are tax problems ruining your life? Let Utah tax attorney Jordan Wilcox help. Visit TaxHelpUT.com. That's TaxHelpUT.com. Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL hourly forecast. We've got rain showers in the area around 7 a.m. and into the mid-morning. That's probably when we'll see our best chance for rain, 10 a.m. through the early afternoon. We'll keep temperatures in the 40s today, a light northwest wind, and those shower chances extend into the evening. We may top out at 50 degrees today, picking up at least a quarter inch of rain. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
Cloudy out there right now, 43 degrees.
We're expecting to get the official announcement this week that the NHL is coming to Utah. But KSL TV went out and spoke with some hockey fans over the weekend about how they feel about that. We'll share it with you in just a moment.
There's a new number one at the box office.
What kind of American are you?
Civil War, a story of journalists in a dystopian America at war with itself, earned $25.7 million in North America in its opening weekend, according to studio estimates. It was expected to make between $15 and $24 million. Civil War knocks Godzilla Kong the New Empire down to second after 2 weeks at number one.
The Ghostbusters are finished.
Right. Well, overruled.
Sustained.
Ghostbusters Frozen Empire is number three.
Dinner, please. Dinner with peas in a sesame soy glaze.
This is not working at all.
Kung Fu Panda 4 is number four. Dune Part 2 is fifth. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
The Hogle Zoo says their gorilla named Pele is pregnant. Animal care supervisor Hannah Comstock says it's part of a breeding program to help the gorilla population.
Gorillas in particular are critically endangered. So by participating in an SSP and having babies here at the zoo, we are helping to contribute to a population that is dwindling in the wild.
I love babies at the zoo. Pele is due to deliver in either June or July.
Well, it's the week Kevin Bacon returns to Payson High School to celebrate the 40th anniversary of the movie Footloose, as Payson High holds their final prom in the school where the movie was filmed. They have some real heart, I wouldn't say heartburn, but just sorrowful feelings at the loss of this school that's been such a part of that community.
They need to take that locker that has his, you know, his locker and move it into the new school.
And I think they told us that was part of the plan, didn't they?
Yeah, for sure.
Students worked for months to get the actor's attention, creating the Bacon to Payson campaign. They shared videos dancing around the school and even getting Governor Cox to post an invite on social media. We're going to have special coverage on Friday. Dave and Dujanovic will be there previewing the weekend prom.
A BYU professor is getting a planet named after her. KS on this radio is Alexandria Bonilla.
Geological sciences professor Janie Radabaugh officially has a minor planet named after her. It may be small with a 2.5-mile diameter, but it's still considered a planet because it orbits the sun. It's in the asteroid belt between Mars and Jupiter, and it was found in the year 2000 when her friend and NASA ambassador Patrick Wiggins nominated her for her involvement in planetary science.
Now it has my name. Asteroid 45690, Janie Radabaugh.
She's the third Utahn to get a planet named after her. Alexandria Bonilla, KSL News Radio.
And treading this hour in the 7 o'clock report, we were talking about this earlier this morning, but women's college basketball star Caitlin Clark made a surprise appearance on Saturday Night Live during the show's Weekend Update segment. Clark showed up after anchor Michael Che made a joke about Iowa retiring Clark's jersey.
Thanks to all the great players like Cheryl Swoops, Lisa Leslie, Cynthia Cooper,
the great Dawn Staley and my basketball hero, Maya Moore. These are the women that kicked down the door so I could walk inside.
It was funny because Michael Che, through the last few months or whatever, had made some jokes about women's sports that were really negative. And so Caitlin, supposedly, and I'm sure it was the Saturday Night Live folks, wrote some jokes that forced him to read, and it was hilarious.
Oh, good deal.
The Iowa star, in New York for tonight's WNBA draft, where she's expected to be picked number one overall.
Hundreds of dogs met up in Boston this weekend for the Golden Strong Marathon. It's to celebrate the life of Spencer, the official dog of the Boston Marathon, and raise money for canine cancer. Spencer passed away last year from cancer after cheering runners on for 7 years.
KSL News Time, 7:15. The three things you need to know this hour. First, we might know by Wednesday whether the NHL franchise Coyotes of Arizona are coming to town.
Second, we are watching one of the state's highest snowpacks this year, and some of those peaks in Utah might hold on to the snow all summer long.
Third, it's a look at the drive with traffic and weather together.
I-15 traffic is still better than you'd think for some wet conditions. Crashes have been cleaned up from before, so I-15 from Ogden to Salt Lake back to close to the 30-minute commute time. Still have a couple of minor crashes on 215, one near North Temple and one up at Redwood Road in North Salt Lake. But no more backups from those. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
A lot cooler today with rain showers. I'm Matt Johnson.
Right now, 43 degrees at the KSL Common Spirit Health Studios.
Time now for a look at our top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Donald Trump's motorcade is about to arrive at the Lower Manhattan Courthouse, where the former president will stand trial in his criminal hush money case. ABC's Aaron Katursky is there.
Prosecutors put Trump at the center of an alleged scheme to bury damaging stories before the 2016 election with the help of David Pecker at the National Enquirer. He now has an immunity agreement with prosecutors. The indictment said Pecker arranged a $130,000 hush payment to Daniels. Michael Cohen wired the money, and Trump falsely recorded monthly reimbursements to Cohen as legal services. Once jury selection is complete, ex-Playboy model Karen McDougal is expected to testify. So is Trump's longtime trusted aide Hope Hicks. Trump has said he might testify too.
Potential jurors today may be asked about what media they watch or read. Lawyers on both sides also likely to look at the social media accounts and posts of potential jurors. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu meeting with his war cabinet this morning to discuss potential responses to Iran's attack. The Biden administration urging restraint.
The White House says Israel should consider the success of its defensive effort last weekend against Iran, what National Security spokesman John Kirby called, quote, military superiority, as well as the international support it has and what that says to Iran in the region. Asked if President Biden has persuaded Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu to not strike back, Kirby said,
that's going to be up to the Prime Minister and the war cabinet to decide.
Karen Travers, ABC News, Washington.
The cargo ship collision that took down the key bridge in Baltimore is now the subject of a federal criminal investigation.
The FBI probe will look at whether the crew of the container ship left port knowing something might have been wrong. Six construction workers were killed when the dolly struck one of the piers on the Francis Scott Key Bridge. FBI agents have been on board the ship, conducting what a Justice Department spokesman calls a court-approved search.
That's ABC's Stephen Portnoy. You're listening to ABC News.
All right, let's go in depth now. Professional hockey in Utah starting to look like a sure thing with an official announcement expected to take place this week after the Arizona Coyotes finished their final game of the season.
KSL-TV's Brianna Chavez spent some time at a sports bar here in Utah over the weekend to talk to hockey fans.
Inside Legends Pub and Grill in downtown Salt Lake, you're bound to find all kinds of sports fans.
There's just something always going on, something always moving.
Including hockey fans like Trevor Harding, who happens to own the sports bar.
It's just fun. You never get bored, ever, ever, ever.
And he's not alone.
I'm a huge hockey fan. My parents were season ticket holders, and so we'd always go down and watch the Nuggets, the Avalanche, because they all play in the same area.
So when news broke of the Arizona Coyotes possibly coming to Salt Lake City,
a lot of people don't really think of Salt Lake or Utah when thinking of bringing a Big Four team around.
These hockey fans were excited.
I grabbed my wife. I was like, oh, they're coming. They're here. It's going to happen. So
clearly, we have a place like this because we love sports.
The possibility of having an NHL team here, bringing more business, more people to Salt Lake. I think it's awesome.
With speculation the team could make a visit to Utah next week, fans hope the Coyotes recognize all the good that the state has to offer.
The opportunities for people to come in and love winter sports here and then fall in love with hockey, it's just going to be great for them.
I think that it'll be The people. I think the people are going to be the greatest part of coming to Salt Lake.
And hope if the team does come.
The Coyotes will be more than welcome here.
And again, as Sam mentioned, no official confirmation from Ryan Smith or even the NHL. But Dan, that hasn't stopped fans from talking about this. Absolutely looking forward to what comes next.
They're right when they say the people are always the best part.
Yeah.
That is for sure. That was true of the Olympics.
Well, and we've already had some texters this morning who were saying, what does that mean for the Grizzlies?
Yeah.
Who
yeah.
have struggled to get attendance out at the Mavericks Center, you know? And they're the affiliate right now, I think, of the Avalanche in Colorado. Hmm. So
what does that mean for the Grizzlies?
I don't know. And, you know, whether they stay, whether they become the affiliate of the new NHL franchise here, what it means for attendance, those are all good questions.
Yeah.
We'll be talking about as we get through all of this, of course. That is the In-Depth this morning at 15 and 45.
719, traffic and weather together, brought to you by Sinclair's DinoPay app. Save up to 20 cents per gallon, Andy.
Amanda, northbound backups on Mountain View. Going to be an extra couple of minutes through West Valley right now. Bangor's beginning to slow in Taylorsville and South Jordan at the two intersections it always does. 9800. And 4700 South. I-15, first slowing of the morning now between 123rd and 106 South. Heather?
Most of our congestion in Weber-Davis County is now situated around school zones, and the worst are Clearfield High School in Clearfield, right around 1000 East, as well as Hillfield Road in front of Northridge High School in Layton. You're also going to see a little bit delay on SR 193 from the Industrial Park area over to the Hill Air Force Base entrance. That's the South Gate. I-15 itself, though, freeway speeds both directions between Ogden and Salt Lake. Eric?
We don't have any delays in Utah County right now. Northbound from Springville to Point of the Mountain. That's a 22-minute drive. Earlier this morning, when we did have some active snowfall through Partley's Canyon, the Lambs Canyon in particular area. But right now, that we did have delays back then. Right now, everything looks good from the mouth of the canyon heading out to Kimball Junction. And if you're northbound from Heber City, US 40 looks just fine going by Jordanelle Reservoir. Find out more about how your kitchen or bath can be the kitchen or bath of your dreams in just 3 days. Just visit 3daykitchen.com. That's 3daykitchen.com. Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL 7-day forecast starts off with a little bit of wet weather for today. 50 degrees with a chance for showers throughout the afternoon and maybe even the evening. 60 tomorrow, mostly sunny, jumps to 63 with more cloud cover on Wednesday. Thursday, 62, sunny skies. We'll go to 66 on Friday. How about Saturday? 69, we're back to 70s. By Sunday. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
43 to start the morning, and the 7-day forecast brought to you by Performance Automotive Bountiful.
There are some interesting cases before the U.S. Supreme Court this week. Today, I think they're discussing a law from Oregon that makes it illegal to sleep outside, to camp outside in a certain part of the city. So it's trying to address the homeless issue with people just setting up tents and camping long term.
Boy, that would have a broader effect on every state, wouldn't it?
It would, I would think. So can you make that activity illegal? And if so, how does it have to be structured? We'll watch that. And then tomorrow, of course, that case comes up about whether or not some of the January 6th defendants' charges will stick. So interesting cases this week. We'll follow for you here on KSL.
Coming up in just a minute, we'll see what's happening with money news. Last time we looked, all in the green, and we're about 7 minutes away from the opening bell.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.